Isn't it wonderful that we can supply the missing word to holy? Holy God, holy Lord. And you know the OMGs that we see on our cell phones? I think it's very appropriate for us to be able to say that with real meaning, with wonder. And I would offer today that phrase, OMG, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. Very quickly, I want you to take a look at the dress uniforms for the Army, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, the Marines, and the Navy. What do they have in common? What's the color? Blue. That's the universal unifying color of the Earth as seen from outer space. Today, many of you are wearing red, white, and blue, and especially that blue color. Thank you for wearing it. Memorial weekend, last weekend, was celebrating broken relationships. And if you haven't been, if you did not go to a graveyard last weekend, I am inviting you to find a graveyard to spend a little time at this afternoon, tomorrow, and search out the graves of someone who has served in the military and stand for a moment. You may not know this person, but pray for this person's family and take that moment of quiet time to honor those who made it possible for us to build this church, to worship here, and not just for now, but as long as the United States of America stands by the Constitution. We hope that's for quite a while to come. But as long as we stand on that Constitution, it is our military that have provided us that freedom, that blank check that you talked about, Hugh, that every military person offers to us, the civilians, to say, I am willing to let you and to let the government leadership write how much I need to give on that blank check. So when you see those flags, when you see those gravestones, think about the young men and women who exchanged their graduation caps and gowns for battle uniforms and never came home. Thank you, Captain Hugh Johnson. And Bonnie, raise your hand, Bonnie. With those broken relationships separated by death, there are other relationships that have been broken. Today, I want to identify the fact that sometimes these relationships that are broken, they were always intended to be forever friendships. There is a soldier's creed that says, I will never leave a fallen comrade. You can have a closer look at this, the POW missing in action, MAA banner. You are not forgotten. Every one of the services has a creed that is similar with similar wording. Today I would like to identify, however, the broken relationships that turn into gloomy relationships. And we can search for forever friends in three ways. One way would be to get a dog. Now, I have one of our church members in Oak Harbor who did three tours of duty, each with three different dogs. He was dropped by helicopter behind enemy lines, and he and his dog alone had to do logistics and planning and give coordinates. And he survived, but his dogs did not. And in each of those tours of duty, his dog saved his life. This particular person is referencing a dog. He was killed. Gordon was killed. He's a 20-year-old Marine machine gunner and dog handler. And when he was killed by sniper fire in Afghanistan, the officers told his parents that Eli, his dog, crawled on top of him. So with those of you who have pets, you know how very, very precious and faithful they are. We're talking about true blue loyalty today. And you can find loyalty in a dog. You can also find loyalty by joining the military and by having brothers and sisters, as you saw here, that have a particularly close bond even when they don't know each other. But I would like to recommend today that there is another way that you can find true blue loyal friendship. That's by entering into a covenant friendship like David and Jonathan had. You can find a forever friend. If you notice the jungle of Horesh, this is the place where David was hiding. And interestingly enough, Saul, the king, was after him. They were two military men. One guy was the leader. He was highly decorated, but he was also very jealous of the fact that this little upstart David had ended up becoming a huge military hero and had surpassed him. And so it became the work, unrelenting work, of King Saul to find David and eliminate him. David was hanging out in the jungle there, and interestingly enough, Jonathan, Saul's son, could find him when the father couldn't. And these two had had a friendship that had gone way back. And we're going to now read from 1 Samuel 23:16 to 18, a description of the friendship. 1 Samuel. And Saul's son Jonathan went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. "Don't be afraid," he said. "My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this." The two of them made a covenant before the Lord. Then Jonathan went home, but David remained at Horesh. Notice four things that happened in this relationship. First of all, Jonathan helped his friend find strength in God. So if you want to be the recipient of a true blue, loyal friendship, or if you want to give that kind of friendship, that's the first principle. Help your friend find strength in God. Secondly, this friend, Jonathan, drove away the fear and said, "Don't be afraid." Whether we are in war in a military sense, or we are all in a war with unseen powers and principalities and darkness of the rulers of this world who are fed by darkness, we fight a war. And fear is a part of war. And here we find Jonathan saying to David, "Don't be afraid." If you want to be a true blue friend, be the one that says you don't have to be afraid of the guilt and the pain that the evil one is discouraging you with. You will overcome. We find, thirdly, that you can assure your friend that nothing has changed between us. If you notice Jonathan, he knew that his friend David had been set aside, that he would become the next king. Jonathan, by rights, as the son of the king, should have been the next king. Jonathan knew his position, and he did not say, okay, well, let's just be political here. I'll be friends until Dad is off the scene, and then I'll do what I need to do end-round play, and I'll just throw David to the wind. Jonathan assured David that he knew that he was in the co-pilot's seat, and he would support him when his father was gone. And fourthly, we find Jonathan and David making a covenant. This is a promise before the Lord. There are a few promises that we make that where we actually put our hand on a Bible or in a marriage ceremony, we promise before God and before all those who are present. These are eternal promises. And these two forever friends made that promise before God. John McCain, as you know, had the privilege of visiting a few years ago the very prison at the Hanoi Hilton, so-called, where he was held for many years. He was given an opportunity. This is a story that some of you may know. Because his dad was promoted to be in charge of all of the forces as a commander of the U.S. military forces from the west coast of the Americas to the Indian Ocean, when that happened, those who were holding John McCain captive said, we have the crown jewel because we know now that we can utilize this. So they came to John and they said, you know, we're going to give you a special pass to get out of jail earlier rather than later. And John said, let me think about it. And a couple days later, when the commander came to him, said, okay, everything is ready. You say the word and you're out of here. And John McCain said, you know, according to my code of conduct, it says that prisoners must be sent home in the order in which they were captured. I will not go home early until you release the people who are in this jail that were captured before me. And the response was, you will live to regret that decision. And at that point, the torture became almost unbearable. He had the opportunity, because of his father's position, to jump the line, but he chose instead to be true, true blue loyal to his comrades in prison. I will not get ahead because of special favors. That's called loyalty. He would leave no one behind. Today I want to present to you the appeal from God's throne. There was something that happened at the time when Jesus died that was exactly what we're talking about today. At the time, you remember when he cried, "It is finished," what occurred? What occurred? In the temple, there was a huge curtain. It was about this thick. Supposedly, according to Josephus, who is the historian, he wrote, the Roman historian, that the curtain was so thick that if you took horse on either end of it and pulled, that it would not rip. It was that thick because they didn't want any priest doing the duties in the holy place to inadvertently trip and fall into the most holy place where they knew that that priest would be killed because God's presence was in the most holy place. And so this thick curtain was designed so that a person doing their normal duties would not receive the judgment of being in the presence of God inappropriately. And it was that thick curtain that was ripped from top to bottom at the time Jesus died that said, and the curtain, by the way, was red and blue, and it said, God is welcoming you Leave no man, woman, or child behind. My grace is sufficient. You now have total access to me. I want you to come into my presence today. There is no curtain separating you from the Holy Spirit today, because God has chosen to live in your life if you've invited him. Praise God that he leaves no person behind. There is no such thing as missing in action in God's economy. Are you thankful for that? Now, we may choose. He gives us that right. But God never chooses. He's broken the curtain, and now we have full access to him. We are forever friends. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, this is Hebrews 10, opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. Let us be true blue friends. Eloisa Guillermo wrote in 2015, "The quiet one who is always there, whose trust is real, and who will always share that secret deep within your inner soul, no loyalty emblem will he wear, but in silence lift the pain and dare to cure the aches and ills your wrongs extol. No ransom or obscene demand, for loyalty is outside command and beyond the dream of rainbows fickle and that silent strength that's by your side when the hard place and the rock collide is the lifting power of your special friend." May God help us to be true, blue, loyal friends. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be merciful unto you and give you peace. Amen.